is Total Access Show.
Touchdown, Tampa Bay!
On your home for the Buccaneers, 620 WDAE and US 103.5. Here's your host, Dave Moore.
Third down and about 11 now. The line of scrimmage is right at the 45. Bucks need to get it to the 34-yard line. Shotgun formation with Cadillac Williams in the backfield. Preston Parker in motion. Now a wingman. Hand off to Cadillac. Running the draw. Cadillac Williams. He got a first down 30. He's in the 25-20. Cadillac 50-10-5. Touchdown Tampa Bay. Drop play on third down 11. And that's the dagger of the Bucs. Get a touchdown run from Caddy.
Yes, indeed. Welcome in. It is Buccaneers Total Access on this Monday night. And what an exciting way to end the game on Sunday, 31-16. I'm TJ Reeves in for Dave Moore here tonight on the Monday Night Edition. And Cadillac Williams sits with us here this evening. You just got a chance to hear Mean Gene with the call there. It's been about 24 hours. Still sounds good, right? Still looks good when you see it on ESPN and the NFL Network. Still sounds good when you hear it, right?
No doubt, no doubt. Still sounds good. You know, still looks good when I see it.
When you took the handoff on that play and came around the right side in between the guard and the tackle, you got a good block. Could you see the end zone? Could you see the crease? What did you see?
No doubt, man. It was a little jab step I took, and I seen the guy pulling and beasting down the middle, and Larson did a great job of getting up on the linebacker. And once I got my shoulder scrub filled, man, it's like I seen the safety. But it was so much green grass, I said, I'm going to just run and get to the end zone.
Now, we were just talking with the coach, and we talked with Josh after the game yesterday. There was some debate in the huddle on this third down play about who was going to get the ball. Who won. Mike Williams has got his hand up going, I'm open over the middle. And apparently you're making like Babe Ruth and saying, I'm going to score a touchdown. You were calling your shot there. In the huddle, elaborate for us about that huddle on the third down play.
Yeah, you know, it was weird because it was a timeout. So a couple guys had a couple things to say. Mike, hey, let's throw it, let's go for the first down. Now here, you know, another guy, hey, come my way to first down. So Free like, yo, we just running the ball. Look, we just trying to run the ball and punt. So I'm like, no, Free, we ain't just trying to run the ball and punt. I said, Free, I'm gonna score. Free kind of looks like, huh? I said, yeah. I said, offensive line. I said, y'all guys come off the ball hard. I'm trying to score. And then that's when Penn, like, man, Caddy, just get the first down. I said, no, man, I'm going for six. They're like, all right, go for six then. And it happened.
I don't think they're going to doubt you the next. I saw Donald Penn down in the end zone with you. So he must have been saying you were right?
Yeah.
He was down in the end zone
no
after
doubt.
It was over?
No doubt. Yeah, after the long run, he come in like, you called that, bruh. You called it. I said, yeah, man, I'm going to score.
Yeah, and you did score and help put this one away. Has to be a great feeling sitting here, obviously, at 6-3. But, this is the third time that you guys have come off of a loss, bounced back, and won the game. Cadillac, you've been around now for a few years. Young teams aren't supposed to just keep bouncing back, playing good football on the road, winning games in the fourth quarter, come back off a loss and find a way to regroup. This team is showing maturity.
Man, I think you got to tip your hat off to the coaches, man. They, the way they prepare us, the way they prepare the young guys throughout the week, man, I think they do a really, really good job. Like, you know, the NFL, it's a week-to-week basis, man. You can't get too high and you can't get too low. Whether you win, lose, or draw, you know, you still had that next week. And I think that's as a team, you know, we had that short-term memory. Like, you know, we're done with Carolina. We done moved on to the 49. They're our next opponent.
Well, yeah, that's
what we're looking forward to playing.
That's the thing. Now you got to look ahead to the next one. That's always the most important thing. And we'll talk more about them here in a few minutes. But I was saying this as well at the end of the game in the postgame show yesterday, and also to the coach just a little while ago. What may get lost in the excitement of that last touchdown run? You made a heck of a play, all the way around on the screen pass. But you made an individual effort to get three or four more yards on a third and 15, I believe it was. Stretched out, got the extra yard or two, got the first down. In all the craziness, maybe that play gets lost in the shuffle. That was a big play on the screen pass.
You know, believe it or not, that was a huge play. I mean, it was third and 15. We know we're actually kind of backed up, and you know they're down by eight. So if they stop us, they have a lot of time. They have good field position. And I think Coach Ole dialed up the right play, and we caught him in a blitz. And, you know, the screen play worked. And, you know, the guy, the corner actually came off Mike Williams' block. Actually made a good play, but I knew, you know, I was right by the stick. So I'm like, let me fall for it and get the first down.
Well, you know, people hear players say that, and they wonder, because the game is moving so fast. It's violent. There's people flying everywhere. But you were aware, running down that sideline, exactly where you had to be, right?
Yeah, no doubt, man. As a football player, man, you got to be in tune in all, you know, situation of the game. You definitely got to know where the first down marker. I mean, you definitely just got to know your assignment and be in tune in the game.
Yeah, and you did there in that instance. Am I correct? I think late in the first half, right before the Kellen Winslow touchdown, there was an inside handoff to you that may have been the same or a similar play as to the one that you scored on. Am I kind of on the right track watching that? It's similar, or was it the same kind of deal?
Actually, you hit it head on. It was the exact same play. Jab 6-0
Jab 6-0 is the play.
Where we actually get in a little shotgun formation, and you know, I kind of take a jab, the guard pulls, and, you know, line, man, they did, you know, they did a great job yesterday. You got to tip your hat off to those guys.
Well, and, you know, this team at 6-3, again, we're going to take your phone calls coming up in the next segment here and get some questions. But I got so many things to ask this guy. You went through a season last year, as did your teammates, that nobody wants to go through. If you had to put your finger on one or two things, why has this turned around so dramatically, so quickly in 2010?
You know what? I would have to say the chemistry of this team, man. It's a close niche team. Even though we have a lot of, you know, young guys, I mean, it don't matter. We don't. You know, what's wrong with being young and winning in this league? You know, it's dead nothing wrong with that. And I think, you know, the coaches, man, they like I stated before, man, they do a really, really good job of getting us prepared during the week, man. They you know, you got to tip your head off to those guys.
Belief is a word I often use. I use it again with the coach just before you came on. This team obviously believes, and it believes even when behind in the fourth quarter, and belief is not all of it, but belief will help you, will it not?
I mean, no doubt, man. I think, you know, with a guy like Josh Freeman, man, I think, you know, as an organization, as, you know, as a team, we all got total confidence in that guy. And to me, you know, he's a guy that kind of make this whole ship roll. So, you know, we're having a top-notch guy like that, and a guy who's such a good person but also an unbelievable football player, makes it that much easier, that much better.
And you were talking at the top of the show. We were kind of joking around in the huddle. You believed you were going to score. There is belief in this man that's sitting here right next to me, and that's part of what it takes to get it done. All right, again, it's Buccaneers Total Access. Cadillac Williams is with us. We're going to take your phone calls. Let's go. 990-4620 in Hillsboro, in Pinellas, 461-4620, and toll-free wherever you can hear the show, whether it be on the Internet, however you're able to access the show, 1-800-596-BUCKS, 1-800-596-2827, to talk with Cadillac Williams tonight. Buccaneers at 6-3, getting ready to go play the San Francisco 49ers. We'll talk with Caddy about that before we're done here tonight. But let us pause here. Be back with your phone calls and much more on Buccaneers Total Access on this Monday on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Buccaneers Total Access returns on 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of the Buccaneers.
We are back in, number 24, Cadillac Williams, who is not only wanting to talk to the fans, not only wanting to talk 49ers, but he's frothing at the mouth to talk Auburn Tigers later on in the show. He's eager. He's anxious. Probably thinks they should be number one right now in the BCS. Forget about the Oregon Ducks. They should be number one. We'll talk some Auburn football with an Auburn Tiger a little bit later on here on the program. You ready to talk to some of the fans that are out there on Total Access tonight?
Sure, why not?
Let's do it. 990-4620 in Hillsboro, Pinellas 461-4620, 1-800-596-BUCKS outside the area. Doug is in Sarasota. You are on with Cadillac Williams. Hello, Doug.
Hey, thank you, guys. Hey, Cadillac, I'll tell you, you know, he was talking a few minutes ago about being the young team. Well, definitely yourself and Mr. Barber, you guys aren't the young guys anymore on that team. And being that Carolina's always been one of your big adversaries, you know, I just want to know, I mean, did you present that a little bit to the guys this year, you know, the young guys, and say, hey, you know, this is a team we can go out and beat. They're not having a great season. And we really need to put a hurt on them that since they're in our division, and let's, you know, keep ahead of the game and stay on top of them. And just, you know, if you had to pick somebody on the team that's really coming to their peak as a rookie, I know we need a new, we could use a new Lynch, and we could use some new guys that, you know, as a rookie coming up who's going to be there. Is there anybody that's really standing out in your eyes this year that's really going to be a playmaker maybe for 2011?
All right, Doug. First thing is, with the young guys being a veteran, emphasizing division wins, road wins, does any of that really go on?
I mean, yeah, no doubt. First of all, the coaches kind of present, you know, how important it is, how, you know, they're in the NFC South, which, you know, our rivalry game. They don't like us. We don't like us. We have a lot of history together. But then it goes farther than that. You know, that's what players gets involved with. You know, just talking to the guys about how, you know, just, man, it is the NFL. Even though they're one and whatever, man, anybody can be beaten on any given Sunday. We are not good enough as a team to go out there and overlook opponents in this league. We're just not. And I think, you know, once again, the coaches. And, you know, some of the older veterans, you know, the Rondays, the Fame, myself, Ernest Graham, you know, kind of, you know, installed that in these guys.
He's asking about up-and-coming guys that we might see. This is kind of funny. We're seeing them already. Williams. Let's go down the list. Aurelius Spann, LeGarrette Blount. We see Ted Larson playing left guard. We see Cody Grimm on defense. We see Dakota Watson yesterday. We see Gerald McCoy. We're seeing young and up-and-coming guys right away right now.
I mean, you name them, man. It is a slew on, man. I mean, you got the LeGarrette Blount, the Mike Williams, and don't forget about Josh Freeman. This is year two for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, it's you know, you have a lot of young guys that's doing a lot of good stuff on.
You were in the huddle when Josh Freeman took this team over after the bye week, got a win right away after the bye week in the orange uniforms over Green Bay. Had some struggles after that, as all rookies do. You were in the huddle. You saw him. You saw the looks on his face. You saw, you know, whether he was composed or not. Compare that, what you saw at the beginning last year when he took over, to what you see now.
Wow. I mean, it's like night and day, to be honest with you. You know, last year, I used to, you know, joke with him a lot. He was very, very unsure about things. You know, maybe rushing the count, just, you know, just not very confident. But, you know, the guy is such a premier player and has such great talent where, you know, a lot of that, he can overcome that just off of natural ability. But, man, this year I think just his leadership and his role, man, his presence in the huddle. And, you know, I could just see him in practice where, you know, where he may make a mistake. He may miss a throw or a receiver not running a certain right fast, you know, he done got where he actually get on the guy. So he has embraced that leadership role.
Boy, and this team has responded, too, at 6-3. Again, we're taking your phone calls. Cadillac Williams, our guest for the full hour tonight on Buccaneers Total Access. Dave is in his car. Hello, Dave. Good evening.
Hey, Cadillac. Hey, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. Yourself?
Hey, good. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to pay you a compliment, and then I got a question in here somewhere, so I'm going to ask it. But I've been a big Cadillac fan since day one. You know, it's tough to see you go through injury and then see you come back. But the one thing that's made me even a bigger fan is the way you've carried yourself through injury and now through the addition of a back like LeGarrette Blount. And splitting time is something that's not it's something that's becoming more and more prevalent in the NFL. I'm a Cowboys fan, too, so we got the triumvirate there as well. But so I'm just – my question to you is, first off, before I ask the question, it's the character with which you've handled yourself through all situations is admirable. And that needs to be said because it doesn't happen that very often. So thank you for that. But my question is, how do you feel about splitting time with LeGarrette in the backfield?
You know what? To be honest with you, I'm totally fine with you. If you're familiar with me at Auburn, I actually split time with a guy named Ronnie Brown.
I think I've heard of him.
who is a very, very good friend, man. And, man, wow. Like, you know, Ronnie, I mean, it just, you know, in order to be in a situation, you got to be a very unselfish guy. You got to be for the team. And, you know, I think the addition with Blunt, man, the guy that came in did a great job, man. Know that came in, he done add a spark to the team and got some things going in the run game, and it's actually good to watch.
Let me give a couple of reference points here. When you first came in as a rookie, you started taking carries away from Michael Pittman, and Michael Pittman was going and playing special teams, and Michael Pittman was in a lot of cases having to stand on the sideline and watch you succeed. But I watched Michael Pittman when you would score a touchdown. He would be the first one down there hugging you, grabbing you, team concept. You then go to Ernest Graham, same kind of thing, where Ernest Graham's trying to fight his way on the football team. He's backup running back or playing some fullback, unselfish, in there to pass block. But he's excited for you. Ernest is excited for Mike Allstott, for Pittman, whoever. It kind of rubs off in that room is my point where – you know, you've come through now seeing a couple of guys be on the sideline and be wanting to go and be excited for somebody doing well out on the field. It kind of goes along with what you've experienced.
You know what? You're right, man. Sometimes it's just not all about you, man. This is a team sport, man. And I'm never one of those guys where, you know, other people doing good, even if it's a situation where I might have to take, you know, the back seat, man. You know, it's cool. You know, I always feel like, you know, eventually my time would come. So it's cool. It's no problem.
How much have you talked with LeGarrette Blount in the facility, film room, whatever? Here's where you stand on this play. Here's what you got to watch for from that linebacker or that safety. Do you take him under your wing every once in a while? Is it always that way?
No doubt, man. I have to say, me and Ernest is constantly on the guy because the guy have tons of ability, man. And for him to take his game to the next level, man, you know, once he really, really get going, you know, he's going to start, you know, understanding defense and things like that, understand coverages and getting better in the pass game, things like that, where you just won't be one-dimensional. And the thing I like about him is, man, he takes all the coaching and then he apply and then, he asks questions. And he's a very responsive guy.
Well, and he's certainly made some spectacular plays. I know you've been in the film room today in the running back room watching the touchdown run, not only yours, but the one that he made with the leap at about the 2-yard line and sticking the ball out over the goal. Were you guys giving him a hard time there with him going for the style points or, you know, were you razzing him a little bit? What was going on there?
Man, from the back end, once you watch it, it was kind of scary, you know. The way his arm got caught, but he's such a big, nimble guy where he could, you know, remove and things like that. But, man, it was a very impressive run.
Yeah, no question that he has shown the ability in Arizona to leap completely over a guy, and there was leaping again, and have the presence. And you know this, too, because you were just talking about it, to know where is the goal line. I'm sticking the ball out in the air to make sure it's a touchdown.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Once again, you know, just knowing where you at on the football field. I mean, I'm sure you know he leaped from two, 3 yards. So, you know, he's a big guy, 6'2". Stretch the ball.
Stretch that thing out there. All right, Tim in Sarasota is next for Cadillac Williams on Buccaneers Total Access. Hey. Howdy.
What's up there, TJ? Hey, Caddy, what's going on, man? TJ, you make me feel old. I started listening to the sports radio when you were just coming in, man.
Yeah, we're both old, if that's the case, because that's been a while. So what's up?
That makes Cadillac feel even younger. Cadillac, I got a quick question for you. When you and Freeman are in the shotgun, and he goes and checks off at the line of scrimmage, and I see you popping up there with him, what exactly are you doing? Are you helping him with the checkdowns, or is that him telling you, and you're just kind of listening in to see what the deal is? And who is your And one more thing. One more thing, man. Who is your favorite guy to run behind on offensive line?
All right. We'll get to that one in a minute. But when you're walking up there with Josh, fans see that all the time at the games or on TV. What's going on there?
Oh, man, that's pretty much Free just giving the mic point, just giving the protection of where I need to be situated. So therefore, sometimes the crowd noise be so loud where I just actually just, you know, once he's making his call, I just like to be beside him where, you know, I hear where, you know, everything he's saying where we're on one accord, because I am the last guy back there who could take hits off on.
And essentially, if I have this right, and again, you do this for a living, you're both walking up there, he's pointing to someone, and he's essentially saying, I want you to account for him, and that means if there's another someone, maybe to the left or the right, he is saying to you, I got the other guy, I know that he's potentially coming free, I'm watching him as well as watching downfield. Do I have that mostly right?
Yeah, no doubt. You had that mostly right. What he basically doing is pointing to a guy where it just get out the whole line and myself or who to work from. You know, once he make, let's say, Mike 5-2, and then, you know, the line know that they're working there. And then me, I know maybe I got Sam the strong safety that come down. So it's basically where he just making the point. And sometimes we have special codes that we say for teams mm-hmm. who run a certain blitz and we feel like it's coming. And, you know,
so the offensive line, so that we can clear, because, again, you know, fans are fascinated by this. The offensive line is waiting for him to make that call there. He calls the mic linebacker or the middle linebacker, and then that sets everything into motion as to how the offensive line is going to protect and what you're going to do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, and that's a lot on his shoulders, right, to be able to look at that, you know, in addition to let's run the play the right way, to be able to look at that and make that call.
No doubt, it is a lot on his shoulders. And I think just to go back last year, I mean, he came up, wow, like once again, it's like night and day just far as, you know, just his presence, you know, when he's making out the call, the mic call, because – couple times last year when he was a rookie, he's you know, he definitely wouldn't give me the mic point. He'll kind of mumble. He'll snap the ball.
Did you have to get on him? Did you have to get on him? I gotta know.
I'd be like, you know, you're free. I have to know. Like, I'm trying to cover you, bro. But you know, this year, man, the guy has
he's gonna come kill you, and everybody's gonna think it's my fault.
Exactly. But this year, man, the guy has did a marvelous job, man.
You got to let me know. That may be the line of the night. Ben is in Sarasota also here tonight. We got a lot of guys from Sarasota listening in on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Hey, Ben, say hey to Cadillac.
Hey, what's up, Cadillac?
What's up,
how you
Bob?
Doing there?
Good, yourself?
Good. Nothing but love in Sarasota for Cadillac. Hey, anyway, man, I don't really have a question. I just wanted to tell him, hey, man, the way you pick up the blitz, that's the best in the league. I mean, I watch all the teams. I try to, all the games, but you're the best. A blitz pickup back in the league by far, and have been for a couple of years now. That's all I really got.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, boss.
Ben,
nah,
good
no
stuff.
Problem, man.
Anything else, Ben? He is gone. There are a lot of people out there that are rooting you on and have been, and I know you know this because you've come back from injury not once but twice. How does it make you feel, though, to get to hear from them that they're out there? I mean, you see them on Sunday cheering for you. A lot of times you may not see them or hear from them because they're cheering in front of their TV set when it's a road game, but how does it make you feel to get to hear from them?
You know what? It's great, man. Anytime that I get to hear from the fans, man, it's always great, man. What fans don't know is, you know, when I was going, when I was going through my injuries and things like that, man, just to still be out in the community, you know, people, you know, coming up to me, you know, Cadillac, we pulling for you, we praying for you, you know, just to hear that, man, really, really pulled me through some of those dark spots I was at where, you know, where you feel like, man, it's just not going to get no better. But just knowing that you have people, you know, behind you, pushing for you, actually want to see you do good.
You know, I asked you this before, so I already know the answer, but for the audience listening tonight, you suffered a ruptured patella tendon that a lot of players do not come back from. Long rehab process. You came back in the middle of the season, as it turns out, for 2008. Along the way, off season, summer in particular, when you're going through the rehab, how difficult was it to stay on, hey, I can make it back and I can be back? Because it was a long, long rehab. How difficult a process was that in the summer of 08 just to get back the first time?
You know what, be honest with you, it's, man, it was one of the difficult times of my life. I mean, this is what I do. I love the game of football.
It's did you have doubts?
I did, man. I had doubts, man. It was, you know, I mean, once you come where you go, you know, 3 months where you can't move your leg, where, you know, after 4 or 5 months, your knee will only be in at 95. You got to go in and have another surgery, get things cleaned out. It's just, you know, you have all the naysayers. You're hearing all the talk. You know, you can't come back from this injury.
Right.
So sometimes those things, they actually build on you, and you start to wondering, like, man, you know, maybe this is it. You know, I actually, be honest with you, I actually thought about it. You know, calling the quits and, like, you know, it was, you know, it is what it is.
I remember you shared with me a conversation that you had with Todd Torricelli, who does a great job leading the training staff, the sports medicine part of it here with helping and with rehabilitation, where he said something to the effect of, do you want to play again? He was looking you right in your eye and said, do you want to play again? Do you want to get back? And you answered him, yes. Yes, sir, I want to get back. And he said, we got to go to work and get it done, kind of something to that effect. I mean, you and he became like inseparable for about 10 months then to get back.
No doubt, man. I actually can remember when I came back from Birmingham, it was about 2.5, 3 months when I came back to Tampa. And
this, you know, is early in 08, right?
This early in 08 where, you know, Ty, you know, came to me and said, look, you know, do you want to play football? Do you want to come back from this injury? I'm like, yes. And, you know, then he stressed to me, you know, how much work is going to be. And, you know, Dr. Andrew, then nobody really sugarcoat nothing with me. You know, when Andrew Ryder's surgery came to me, say, son, you know, anytime doctor goes, son, start out with son, you know, it's going to be a.
This is the famous surgeon, Dr. James Andrews, and he's in the room with you after the surgery.
After the surgery.
And he says, son.
He says, son, you know, once I got in there to do your surgery, it was a lot worse than I actually thought it was going to be. He was like, it's going to be a long, grueling process. He was like, but if anybody can come back from this, it's you. Because, you know, Andrew was there with me at Auburn. You know, I went through a couple injuries in Auburn where – so he actually knew my work ethics and things like that just from the coach and just being down there at Auburn. So he was just like, if any player can come back from this, it's you. And that's when I knew it was a very, very severe injury.
Well, and the thing, and we're on this subject, so we might as well stay on it. And again, we'll take more of your phone calls with Cadillac Williams on Total Access, but we still got a minute or two left in this segment. You rupture the same tendon, not the same extent, but you injured the same tendon in the other knee. There had to be doubts, again, in your own head about, do I want to do this again, or were there doubts? I don't want to speak for you, but were there doubts again about coming back for the 09 season?
Well, to be honest with you, when I did it, I actually felt like I was asking people to wake me up. I thought I was dreaming, man. Like, it's no way, you know, I done messed up my other knee. But I handled this one much better because I went through so much with the first one. When I got the MRI and they told me that I tore it off the bone, and knowing I rehabbed with Mark Jones, who just did it, tore his off the bone, how he recovered. I was like, it was almost like people see me the next day, I'm smiling. You know, folks like, what you? I'm like, man.
Right, because when you just said that, most people that are listening are going, tore it off the bone. How is that a good thing? But you're saying because you went through it with the other one,
right,
you knew it was better as bad.
You're right. Like, I immediately told Gruden, which is the time they was here, Gruden and Bruce, I told him, yo, I'm going to be back for training camp. And they look like, hey, just take you. I said, no, coach, I'm going to be back for training camp. I'm going to be full speed. I'm going to be good to go. It was almost good news to me when I heard I tore it off the bone, to be honest with you.
Wow. And taking us through the whole medical process, and we're going to talk more with Cadillac, obviously, about his comeback, about the way he's playing. This team is 6-3. We'll take more of your calls as well. On this Monday night, it is Buccaneers Total Access. T.J. Reeves in for Dave Moore. Dave will be back next week, and we've got more with number 24, including talking some Auburn football. I promise. We'll be back on the Buccaneers Radio Network.
What's better than a Range Rover? A new Range Rover with the new direct injection 510 horsepower engine. A bigger engine that is more responsive and more powerful. The Range Rover and Range Rover Sport. The luxury that's more than a luxury. Drive the next generation today at your Suncoast Land Rover Center in Clearwater, Sarasota, and Tampa. Or visit suncoastlandrover.com.
On 620 WDAE and US 1035. Here again is your host, Dave Moore.
And TJ Reeves in for Dave Moore on this Monday night with Cadillac Williams with me on Buccaneers Total Access here tonight. I always love talking with you, whether it's on these Total Access shows or after a game. And you're always gracious to stand there even after a loss, which is not easy on this, but you're a lot of fun to do these interviews. So thanks again for sitting down here with us tonight. There are a lot of fans that are out there wanting to talk to you. Again, we'll take your calls, 990-4620. Pinellas County, 461-4620, toll-free wherever you can hear the show, even on the Internet, 1-800-596-BUCKS, 1-800-596-2827. Running the football has to do with attitude. You know this. You've known it your whole life. You know it, obviously, in the NFL. This team has shown some attitude as of late on the ground, including yesterday against the Carolina Panthers. You went and got after them, running the ball to the tune of, what, 186 total yards on the ground yesterday. That's part of the attitude of the NFL, right?
Wow, no doubt, man. First of all, I think our offensive line, you know, a lot was said about them early on, but I think these guys are doing a really, really good job, man. I mean, from watching film the past 3-4 weeks, man, just to see how these guys are coming off the ball, getting up, you know, getting on double team, getting up the backers is really, really amazing to see, man. I think that.
Well, especially when Jeff Fain goes down, you got to move Jeremy Zutai into snap from left guard. You got to move a rookie who's not played and has not been here in Ted Larson to left guard. And then Jeremy Trueblood, unfortunately, goes down a couple of weeks ago, and you put a second-year guy in who's basically not played in James Lee, at least in the regular season. And yet, as you're saying, you watch the film, and there's holes there from the young guys, and in one case, Zuta kind of playing a little bit out of position there, having to snap the ball some.
Man, I think with Coach Pete, man, he does a really, really good job of getting all those guys ready, man. I think one thing that really have helped those guys is our Thursday practice, man, is really, really physical. You know, from once the first team goes, far as the scout team or the show team, man, them guys really, really get out there and give us looks, man, and them guys playing really well.
And what you're saying is for guys like Ted Larson or James Lee that haven't been out there, they need that because they don't have game experience to draw off of. They needed it back 3 weeks ago, especially when they hadn't played. They needed that Thursday practice to draw off of.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Even when those guys weren't playing, when the Ted Larson weren't playing, the James Lee weren't playing, no Zuta or whatever, you know, those guys go on the scout team and go up against our first team D and get good looks. And Coach P really stressed, like, yo, guys, these are y'all game reps. These are y'all time to put things on film. Yes, y'all are running the show card, but work on your techniques. Come off the ball. And, you know, those guys have really did that.
And Coach Pete is Pete Mangurian, the offensive line coach, for those that don't know the full thing there that Cadillac is talking about. All right, let's go to the phones. And here is Gary, who is in his car, and he is on with Cadillac Williams. Hello, Gary.
Hey, TJ. How are you, Cadillac?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, man, first off, I just wanted to say, you know, you've told a lot of fans about the perspective from your side, and I wanted to give you a perspective from the fan side, especially from Cadillac side. Nothing on this earth could have put more chills up the spine of us, your fans, to see you snap through the hole and go to the house from 40 yards untouched. Buddy, congratulations, and I know it had to be a great feeling for you to do that.
You know what? No doubt it was, man. Wow, it was really, really amazing, man. To have it third and 10, where we go from trying to run out the clock to me breaking a 45-yard run, you know, scoring a touchdown, man. It was really, 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 really nice, man. Enjoyed it.
Well, you're an inspiration to a lot of people, man. Going through what you went through with two knees and coming back to be able to do that is just unbelievable. And I don't want to bring down a negative, but I do want you to relate to this question, because I hear it week in and week out of everybody, you know, out here talking smack about teams and football. What do you say to the Buccaneer fans? And I know it's got to be disheartening to see 20, 30,000 seats unfilled, but what do you say to the Buccaneer fans that are still saying they can't beat the Steelers, they can't beat the Saints, they can't beat the better teams? What do you say to them? I'm gonna shut up and listen. But again, I just want to say thank you and congratulations on yesterday.
Oh man, what do I say to those guys, man?
Well, the first thing I would say is, if you're a Buccaneer fan, you're not dwelling on who you haven't beat. You're happy with who you did beat, and you're looking to the next game. If you're a true fan, you want the team to do well, and you're not dwelling on what's happened before. That would be my thought. So go ahead.
To me, I would definitely tell guys, okay, we are sitting here 6-3. Yes, we have lost early on to some really good teams, the Falcons, Pittsburgh, Saints, some premier team. But we have also beaten a lot of good teams, and we done made some great comebacks. And, you know, when things wasn't looking good, man. And I think the more winning you come, the more confident, the better we going to play. So by season time, you know, November, December, you know, these big teams coming in here, man, we don't shy away from those, you know, the New Orleans Saints or the Pittsburgh Steelers, none of those.
Let's
guys
talk about the Atlanta game. You've been at this a while. When that thing started 14-0, and it's a loud crowd, there are a lot of teams in the NFL that get blown out in that situation. Arizona was in there at the beginning of the year and you saw the game film on this, played against them. They got behind early, and it ended up like 48-7. They got blown away. What did it say for this young team going back 2 weeks ago now to be down 14-0 and hang in, not only not get blown out, but be down there with a chance to take the lead in the final couple of minutes? That's a sign of maturity, right?
No doubt, man. As a team, as a whole, man, we did. It wasn't nobody panicking. Like, boom, hey, we down 14, then we done gave us some plays, but we felt like on offense, you know, can't nobody stop on offense. That's how we feel as offense. Can't nobody stop us if they give us the ball. So we knew we was down 14. Now special team, man, came, made a big play, and offense got the rolling, defense got the rolling. But, you know, unluckily we just didn't pull out the win. But, you know, we see them guys in a couple weeks at home.
This is true. Another matchup coming with the Atlanta Falcons. Mike is in St. Pete. Mike, good evening. Say hey to Cadillac Williams.
Hey, God bless you guys for taking my call. Thanks again. And I'll tell you what, Cadillac, I've been Mr. Williams, by the way, a war eagle of note. Anyways, I wanted to say, by gosh, you know, I've been praying for you. 8, 9, and 10, this is the third year. And, buddy, I'm telling you, you've answered every prayer I could have said for you. And God bless you and your family. And what kind of intelligence does it take to play this NFL today? I swear to gosh, you guys are always having to readjust and do this and do that and memorize 80-something thousand plays and all that stuff. How do you know what to do from one test? It's amazing. I mean, if you don't call that a college education, I don't know what you would call it.
All right, Mike.
Thank you.
He said 80,000 plays. I don't know that it's that many, but there's a lot, right?
Well, it's called really, really good coaching, man. And I'm very, very blessed to have a coach like Coach Logan, man. He really spoon feed. He really does a good job of getting me the information, to helping you understand. I mean, he
– Give me an example. What does he give you that helps you on Sunday? Something – just something that's come up this year.
I mean, he does. I mean, like on, you know, night before the game, he actually gives us a test that we have to take.
This is a written test?
A written test.
Really? Give me an idea of a question that's on a written test. Like, do you know what – X code word is, right?
Exactly. Like, okay. Like, for instance, this way. Okay.
Give me a code word. What's the code word? You don't have to tell us what it is, but just give me the code word. Because, I mean, they might hear it. We don't have to explain what it is, but give me a code word. Like, would they ever use War Eagle, for example? No?
No, they wouldn't ever use War Eagle. But, you know, we have a code thing where we have – dumbest now that we use. I mean, I don't want to display them, but we have things that we use, and you know.
And you have to know what that is. That's my only point. When he says, "What's this code word?" You got to put it down on the test.
Right.
This is what it is.
Exactly. Okay. This is boom boom. This code word. When Josh goes to say this word, what would you do? You write in what you would do, things like that, or he might drop a blocking scheme. Okay, we are running for 14. Okay, this the wheel on the line. If the wheel on the line, who do you block? If the guard cover, who do you block? It's, you know, it's different assignment. It depends on the defense.
Here's the fun one. Do you do well on his tests usually?
Excellent.
You do excellent on his exams. Good.
Excellent.
Get all right on that. All right, so the fans love this. Hey, a quick one. We can relate this to our analyst, Dave Moore, who usually hosts on Monday night. He was saying something yesterday before the game ever began. He said, as I got more years in and knew what I was looking for on film, it became easier to identify, all right, if I see the middle linebacker over here, and I see the safety over here, then I know what the coverage is, and I know who I got to block, and it became easier in that regard. As you've gone along now for a few years, what are you looking at on the film to help you on Sunday to know middle linebacker means this, safety means that, corner over here means this? Take us through that real quick.
Well, it's like this. For me, I know defensive coordinator, they do a lot with their safeties. So usually if a safety down in the box, that's usually where the blitz coming. But now, man, defenses, man, they are making it hard for offense. I mean, they have things now where the safety will be down, where normally you know if a safety down, usually that's where the blitz coming, where they'll roll the whole coverage and bring the blitz from the other side. So man, I think offense, man, you know, you have to get in the film room more, because I mean the defense, man, they got all kind of, you know, blitzes that they really, really disguise really good.
Yeah, Atlanta was doing a lot of blitzing early on in the game, and you guys burned them a couple of times, including the Mike Williams touchdown in that game in particular, and they kind of backed off the blitz after that.
No doubt, man. I really think if you break down our film, I think we're one of the best teams in the league keeping hits off of Freeman and picking up blitz and making plays, man.
Well, that's what it's all about, is being able to make plays, especially and burn the defense. All right, we got another mic. This one is in Bradenton. You're on Buccaneers Total Access. Hello, Mike.
Hey,
Mike
Go
ahead, Mike. It's you.
Hey,
go ahead.
Yeah, man. I'm split. I'm from Florida. I've been born and raised here, and my dad's side is all from Alabama. My mom's side is from Florida, and so Cam Newton goes from Florida to Alabama, and it's I gotta say, Heisman Trophy winner right there. That's my vote right there. Still guilty, proven innocent. He's my man right there, and I just want to say, give a shout out to that and just see how you feel about that and everything. But either way, he's the man right there. That's all I got to say.
All right, Mike. All right, so you've been waiting for this. He's up the Auburn Tigers.
No doubt.
Undefeated Cam Newton, who he's talking about, appears to be front runner for the Heisman Trophy. Go ahead. He's been waiting all night. Go ahead.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, the Auburn Tigers, man. You know, I'm not going to get in depth about the situation with Cam or what, like I say, he's innocent to, you know, proving guilty,
right,
to me. But You know, just the guy as a – you know, I had the pleasure of meeting the guy. I always go back for the 8A game.
When did you meet
great.
Him?
I met him down for the 8A game, the spring game that, mm-hmm. that we always go back to. Man, the guy's a good kid, huge. He's
a lot like Freeman to Freeman, be that exactly. big to play quarterback.
Right. He's a really, really 6'5", 6'6", guy. I mean, huge guy. Guy can run, man. And, man, I think he's doing a great job. I think Arby's doing a great job. And I think he deserves a Heisman. He's the best player in the
All
country.
Right. Now, there is no one on the team from Alabama as we currently stand right now, practice squad, whatnot. You said there's somebody in the building that's a Bama person.
Right.
We got big-time showdown coming up with Alabama and with Auburn. You have lived that rivalry. That's going to be – and that's at Alabama. That's going to be some kind of game on the Friday after Thanksgiving before we leave to go to Baltimore. It may all be riding on that one, unbeaten season, go to Atlanta undefeated.
Hey, you know what? I think, man, I'm getting chilled just thinking about it, man. I mean, just growing up in the state of Alabama and just knowing about the Auburn and the Alabama rivalry, it's unreal.
If I'm correct, did you ever lose to them? Were you undefeated or were you
2-1? I lost one time. Three and one.
3-1.
But, man, as far as that rivalry, man, it's unreal. To me, it's the best in the country. Guys going to sell out. It don't matter about the records, who's good, who's not, man. That's going to be a tough game.
Well, and especially the state of Alabama does not have a professional sports team, per se. I mean, they live this Alabama-Auburn football game all year long in that state. So, I mean, it's going to come down to that. Again, when you went to play at Tuscaloosa as a player, what are they in for? What is this unbeaten team in for going to Tuscaloosa to play here with Alabama trying to mess it up for them?
You know what? They can expect Bama best effort, man. They gonna leave all the chips out there. They gonna give everything they got because just being in that state, even if you're not from Alabama, just being in that state, man, just knowing how much this game means, how much it weighs, man, it's ridiculous.
Now, you and I have done this Total Access show a couple of times before, so I know this, and this is fun for the audience here on a Monday night that has hung in here with us. You caused a problem in the family, I think in particular with Mom, if I recall correctly, because everybody is Alabama, and you went to Auburn. Am I right? Did I get that right?
You're right. I was
Did she almost disown you? Because it's that – I mean, it's that hated a rivalry, and she's a Bama fan, and you went to Auburn, Cadillac.
Well, it was one of those things where my whole family, everybody is Bama.
Everybody.
And, you know, you watch Auburn. I didn't know too much about Auburn, but once I went and visited the place, I fell in love with it. And I'm like, yo.
But your mama is an Alabama fan, and you got to tell Mom, you got to sign my letter of intent with me and to go to Auburn. And was Mom holding out on signing the papers?
No, she won. Once she came down to visit with me and just seeing the people, Coach Tuberville, mm-hmm. and the community and all the people, She's a true Auburn fan now. True.
But I thought you told me that there was some doubt once you left that she might go back to Alabama. She's sticking with Auburn even after you've
left?
Oh, man.
She all the way Auburn.
She's
now,
converted.
Now, it's a lot of my brothers and uncles and everybody is back to Roll Tide now. They wearing their shirts, and I done disowned them. I go home and look and like, oh, y'all serious? So I just leave the school and it's back to Roll Tide. No, that ain't how it goes.
But so when they come asking for, like, game tickets or whatever, you just disown them.
Yeah, it can't. Nah, you can't. You can't get game tickets from me.
Because you're back to rooting for Alabama. I love this. All right, we got a few minutes left with Cadillac Williams. We'll try to squeeze in another call or two. It is Buccaneers Total Access. We will be back on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Stay with us.
Listening to Buccaneers Total Access. This is 620 WDAE and US 1035, the home of Buccaneers football.
Back in with Cadillac Williams, our remaining couple of moments. I want to ask him about the 49ers in just a second. I want to try to take a call or two if we can. A couple of fun ones. You took the ball on Sunday after the Carolina touchdown to clinch the game, and you threw it up against the wall. Did you get that ball back? Did you keep that ball, or did you just let it go? I'm just curious.
Honestly, I actually just... just let it go.
You threw it up against, okay, against the Rams, the game-winning touchdown in the final seconds. I think you did the same thing, or did you keep that ball?
Threw it against the wall.
You don't collect the footballs, even on the clutch touchdowns. It's not important to keep the ball. A lot of guys keep the ball. You didn't keep the ball.
Well, to be honest with you, it's not very important. I can actually remember when I scored my first touchdown in the Vikings. I actually threw it in the crowd, and the trainer, the manager went and grabbed it. Like, hey, this your first touchdown? Keep it. I'm like, okay, I keep it.
By the way, that run yesterday was the second longest touchdown run of your career. The first one was the Minnesota game, your first ever game. That's the longest touchdown run, so kind of bookends on that. Hey, real quick, couple of phone calls. Here is Tim and Brandon. We got 30 seconds, Tim, with Cadillac. Go ahead.
Hey, Cadillac, I just want to say congratulations on your season, man. You're doing really well. I like that run you had last week. I just want to ask you one thing. How do you feel with the new wide receivers that you got on your core with Aurelius Ben and Michael Williams? I think they're doing really good. They're, you know, I know Ben Aurelius couldn't run his patterns earlier, but now he's back into it, and they're great wide receivers, and I think you guys are going to do great this year.
All right.
You know what? Those two young guys are going to be awesome. I mean, wow, Mike Williams and Aurelius Ben, man. I mean, I love the way them two guys compete with each other. I love their work ethic, man. And some guys going to be really, really good, really good.
And Mike Williams' case, fourth-round pick, coming in with something to prove, and he was basically installed as a starter when training camp, at least when the preseason game started. Coaching staff, Coach Yarber said he is going to start, and he has started, and he hasn't relinquished the starting role. I mean, that's pretty impressive for a rookie.
Man, no doubt. He showed us since day one, OTA, when he came in here making crazy catches. I mean, just running. We like, who is that guy? I mean.
And there's a lot of defenses in the beginning of this season that were saying, who is that guy?
Yeah,
no doubt. Not anymore.
It's going to be a lot more, you know. Lot more.
All right, he called his shot in the huddle yesterday. Now he's calling his shot for Mike Williams. Pat in Seminole, we got about 30 seconds, Pat, for your comment or question. Go ahead.
All right, Cadillac, first I want to say War Eagle. I'm someone who went to Jordan-Hare Stadium and watched you all the years you were there.
Wow.
And we're so glad when you came to Tampa Bay where I live. So
War Eagle.
Wanted to ask you, since BCS scores keep coming out and they keep kind of not saying that Auburn's going to make it in the end. How do you feel about all the stuff they're saying with Cam Newton being in all the mix?
Okay, Pat, thank you. You were just talking off the air about you played on the team in 04 that didn't get to go play for the title game. Auburn's going to get to – if Auburn wins the SEC, they're playing in the title game.
They better. I mean to go through that 04, to work that hard and go undefeated, win the SEC and not play for that game, man, it's crushing. It's something I still think about to this day. I'm very sensitive about it. So if Auburn go undefeated and they don't play for it.
Somebody's going to have to answer to Cadillac. That's all I know.
Exactly.
Cadillac's going to come looking for him. San Francisco 49ers going out there. Patrick Willis obviously stands out on that defense. I know you haven't seen a lot of film on them yet, but, I mean, here we go. Chance to be 7-3.
Man, next opponent, man. We are looking forward to it, and I really, really enjoy to go out there on Sundays and just to see what this team gonna do, man. It's just amazing, man. We're rolling. We're a competent bunch, and we feel like we can win now. It's our time now. And that's how we approach it.
And this team went to Seattle late last year, long trip, won the game. Went to Arizona earlier this year, long trip, won the game. How much do you draw off of that getting ready to play here coming up this week?
I mean, both used to have a history of, you know, going on the West Coast and not winning. But, you know, I passed two times being out there, long trips. We actually came without victory. So we definitely want to make this our third one. We will.
All right, so that is the setup for Sunday. We look forward to that one at 4 o'clock. It's been a treat. The hour's flown by. Thanks for taking some calls, 24.
No
Cadillac
doubt.
Williams.
Appreciate you having me.
All right, go get them. There's Cadillac Williams on Total Access. Don't forget Gerald McCoy Show tomorrow night here on the Buccaneers Radio Network with Scott Ledger. My thanks again to Jeff Ryan, Jerry Petuck helping me out here this evening. And we will obviously get ready for the Bucs and the 49ers Sunday, 4 o'clock from Candlestick. And we're excited about that one here on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Good night.
You've been listening to Buccaneers Total Access on 620 WDAE and US 103.5, the home of Buccaneers football.